Hello and welcome to the EFT Zone Spotlight. Today we're highlighting Grant Connolly. Grant is from Toronto, Canada, and is the developer of the Z-Point process for instant emotional healing. Listen in as Grant Connolly talks about the Z-Point process and the many ways you can use it in your life.
Well, the subconscious mind, I guess the easiest way to look at it would be in terms of a computer database. And you have a piece of information that's stored in that database. For example, your location, Chicago, for example. What's stored in addition to the place name Chicago are all the attributes of Chicago, because they are related to Chicago in this case. And you could also say that all the people that live in Chicago are also in some way related to that word or that name Chicago. And because this is the way the subconscious mind works. It works by association. If I have a feeling, for example, and that feeling is a feeling of fear, it's not only that feeling of fear that's stored in the subconscious mind, but every other feeling of fear that I've ever felt. And my subconscious mind stores these feelings and associates them to specific incidences, to people. There's all kinds of little connections that go from each memory or each feeling or each event to other feelings and other events, which in turn are associated with other things. When you set out to release a specific emotion with Z-Point, and understanding that the subconscious mind works in this way, that everything is connected to everything else, and I mean everything else, then you can see that it becomes a matter of not only releasing that one piece of fear, that one incident of fear, but you can also, by understanding the way the subconscious mind associates memories, feelings, whatever, you can also bring everything else into that association and release it all at the same time. What we're doing is we're taking advantage of the structure or the way that the subconscious mind works. We're taking advantage of that situation where the subconscious automatically draws an associating line between this and something else. And we say, well, you might as well let that go too. You might as well release whatever is connected or associated with this original memory. And that's what makes Z-Point so powerful, is because in some modalities, you're literally going in and releasing one feeling at a time. With Z-Point, you're going in and using that one feeling as the initial point, you're releasing everything that's connected to that one feeling, including all the memories, all the decisions that you've ever made, all the associations in any shape or form, simply by making an intention, again, that intention word, to do so. And the subconscious mind is our faithful servant always, and it will always do what we ask it to do as long as we ask it in the right way. And that's all Z-Point does. Z-Point is allowing it in the right way. It's not telling, it's not ordering, it's not a forceful kind of thing. It's understanding that it will do it. It will just, we don't have to beg it. We don't have to force it. It's a property of the subconscious mind to do these things. So all we're just taking advantage of that situation. You have different aspects, different parts of the subconscious, in effect, different parts of you, I guess you could say, where you, on a conscious level, you may have a desire to take a specific action. And yet on an unconscious level, where really most of who we are resides, that part or that aspect of us, that voice, that part of us, may have a different idea and may say, no, I don't care what you say. You know, you can talk and do as much as you want, but I'm going to go ahead and do it my own way anyway. And this is one of the reasons why hypnosis doesn't always work. Because you have that resistance to taking a particular action. You could have an idea that you want to take a particular course of action, for example, do something with your business, and you implement all kinds of this, that, and the other thing. But then you find over time that the impetus that you had starts to wind down and other things start to come in, and you start taking actions that don't necessarily further your conscious agenda. And what's happening is that the subconscious part of you is saying, well, I'm just, you know, it's nice that you want to do this, but I have a different agenda, and I'm going to do this. And then another part of you says, well, I have a different agenda again, and I'm going to do this. And before you know it, all these different aspects and parts of yourself have got you so confused and mixed up, you don't know whether you're coming or going. However, the plain and simple fact is that our witnessing consciousness, that part of us that exists in the now, that is who we are. All these other things, all these different parts and aspects, they may be just snapshots taken of us at a time of trauma and whatever. So really, why should that old snapshot part of us get to say what we do with our lives or what we can accomplish with our lives or what we can enjoy? The truth of the matter is that for myself, I'd like to let go of all that, all those parts of me, all those aspects that don't line up and don't integrate with what I choose to happen in my life right now. What I want, what my witnessing consciousness in this moment in time chooses to be. Using Z-Point, you can literally release all those different parts of you that do not act in congruence with what your true and conscious desires are. Accepting the unacceptable is a difficult thing. In most cases it is, because it's something that you don't want to be. You don't want to do this, or you don't. But the thing is that when you don't want to do something, what you're doing is all that resistance is coming up, and it's giving power to that thing that you don't want to do. It's giving it a sense of importance. It's making it much more powerful than it needs to be. If you would say, okay, I have to do this, get it over with, I'll accept it, whatever happens, and I'll just go and do it, and I'll try to enjoy myself, I will enjoy myself as I'm doing this, then all the power would have been taken away of that circumstance. The power of that would have been taken away, and it just would cease to be an issue. And you know, I keep coming against this where I have to literally say to myself, well, you know, I've done this 1,000 times already. I've let go of this stuff, and yet I still find myself resisting going through the process so that I can come to that place of acceptance where the significance of whatever this is that I was fighting against is just no longer there. And it's always a conscious choice. It always seems to require a conscious choice to make that decision to come to that place of acceptance where it just ceases to be an issue anymore. That's exactly it. It's, you know, it couldn't really be too much simpler as far as to know where we are at any given time. If we're resisting something, if we don't feel good about it, then you could say to yourself, I clear all the ways that I feel this feeling. Shazam, 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 shazam. It's as simple as that. And that will take you to a place of non-resistance, where whatever that was ceases to be an issue, ceases to be a problem. Now, the interesting thing about that is that quite often in the early days when I was really discovering this process, I would be upset about something, and I would say my statements, and I would release them, and then I would forget what it is that I was concerned about. It would literally be gone so completely that my memory of what it is that I was concerned about was gone as well. I was a little worried about that. I thought, well, maybe I'm having a senior's moment here, you know. But then I started hearing back from other people who were getting similar results. You know, they clear that issue so completely that there literally isn't even a memory left of it anymore. It's an amazing feeling.
You've been listening to Grant Connolly on the EFT Zone Spotlight. Grant is from Toronto, Canada, and is the developer of the Z-Point process. If you'd like to know more about Z-Point or want to contact Grant, his website is www.zpointprocess.com. Thanks for listening to the EFT Zone Spotlight.